Well, welcome everyone. This is Tricia Ryan, your host for Boomers Blooming, and I'm here today with one of our resident experts, Kathy Lane. Now, our goal at Boomers Blooming is to be a resource and a support for baby boomers. And we're looking at people who may be facing personal, family, or career transitions that compel them to consider fresh opportunities to hone skills, find meaning, and live a more fulfilling life, either alone or with a partner. We also want to engage baby boomers with like-minded men and women to expand their horizons. We want to help you reinvent yourself and enhance your zest for life. Now, today I have with me Kathy Lane, and she's a successful businesswoman. She has spent 30 years in high technology, acting either as a founder or key member of the management team in 11 startup businesses. During her career, Kathy has been a keynote speaker at many computer industry events around the world and a frequent guest on radio and television shows. She continues to be an angel investor for startups, and she has served as a vice president of DataQuest, a market research firm that provides expertise and advice on PC software industry to software companies, venture capitalists, and Wall Street analysts. Kathy was also the CEO of SoftView, the developers of the popular Macintosh application. As CEO, she led the acquisition of SoftView to ChipSoft, where she served as president of TurboTax, professional tax division. Now, Kathy's latest business revolves around the concept of DieSmart, a practical legal financial advice resource for those who must deal with death and the last stages of life, whether for themselves or their loved ones. So welcome, Kathy. It's great to have you here today.
I'm glad to be here and to be a part of the Boomers Blooming community.
You know, Kathy, I see on the website that you're writing some columns, you've got podcasts and articles. Perhaps you can share with our listeners your vision of the website and how you got involved with Boomers Blooming.
Sure. Well, I first met the other Booming Bloomers resident experts at an internet marketing conference. In our offline conversations, we discovered we had several things in common. Each of us had a different type of expertise, but all of our products and services were aimed at empowering a boomer during some type of transition, death, divorce, retirement, finding a new career. We also envisioned the internet as the media for sharing our knowledge with the baby boomer community, a place where boomers could find information and share their experiences with others. And although we didn't know exactly how, from the very beginning, we thought the combination of our skills and expertise would provide value to the boomer community, which is how the Booming Bloomers came to be and how I became one of its resident experts.
Well, I know you've outlined the group, and it is funny. We all met podcasting, and wow, how many years later, and we've been meeting every 2 weeks pretty diligently and sharing our learning, and we were all fumbling through this internet stuff, and I know you come from that industry where some of us were a little bit rusty about that, but it certainly, I was fascinated when I first met you, Kathy, and I remember you told me about your concept of Die Smart, and certainly I do remember it's always resonated in my head when you say people don't really want to know about dying, so maybe you can share with our listeners your concept and Die Smart, how you got involved, and where that has sort of taken you, because it's been a sort of very interesting path.
Sure. Well, with DieSmart, it came about because of personal experience. And like many boomers, you know, I took care of my parents. I watched my friends take care of their spouses, their partners, their parents, first as caregivers, and finally as an executor or trustee of their estate. And several things happened along the way. So when our parents died, we paid $9,000 in probate fees to get the right to sell a van worth $25,000. Even though we had spent time and money with a lawyer and thought we had our affairs in order. As caregivers, we watched my mother-in-law's life savings disappear to pay for long-term care, money she had saved all of her life for her grandchildren, money she gave them instead of Christmas presents and savings bonds, because we didn't know Medicare doesn't pay for long-term care. I listened to the paramedics tell me they must resuscitate my mother, even though this was not her wish, because we didn't have a copy of her DNR with us. And I found my estate planning lawyer made a mistake with our living trust, because he didn't understand the rules that manage 401ks and IRAs. And at some point in this process, I turned to my husband and said, "How can this be? How can educated people like our parents and ourselves not know about these laws?" So I reached these conclusions. Nobody teaches someone how to die smart in school. There is no class called Dying 101. Most importantly, dying is a major financial event in our life, where not knowing the facts and dying dumb can cost up to 10% of your net worth, or all of your net worth if long-term care is involved. So I decided I didn't want my children to experience the same losses we experienced because we didn't know the facts. And because we didn't know the facts, we didn't know what questions to ask our parents or our attorney before it was too late. And you talked about my previous experience with TurboTax, which is still the number one tax preparation software product used by consumers and professional preparers to prepare tax returns. And even though I'm not a lawyer, I thought, you know, if I could write software specifications that make completing a tax return easy, maybe I could share what I learned with others and prevent other families from experiencing the same loss of time and money we experienced. So I decided to write a book describing the rules and law we encountered while taking care of our parents while they were living and managing their affairs after they died. And that's the story of DieSmart.
And I'll tell you, when you share with me some of the little tips in that book, it really, you know, I would stand back as well and go, you're absolutely right. It still resonates in my head. It's who do you phone first when somebody has died? And, you know, everyone's got their answer, the lawyer, the doctor, the Indian chief, and yet it's your answer is really quite illuminating. And so this isn't a book about accounting, and it's not a book about how to fill in a will, is it?
No, it's not.
Much, much, much more than that. So then Baby Boomers and DieSmart, why was that such a great fit for you, Kathy?
Well, what I've learned about death and dying is there's really two parts of it. And one part of it is the facts you need to know to either plan for or manage incapacity and death. You know, how do you name a funeral agent to carry out your funeral wishes? How do you do your duty as a caregiver and our executor? How do you get your affairs in order so you don't leave a mess for your family? But in some ways, the facts is the easy part of dying. Understand the facts. Once you know the facts, you know what to do. That's what DieSmart is all about. But there's another part of death that's not about the facts. It's about grief. It's about making the transition from living with a partner to living alone. It's realizing two Social Security retirement checks just became one. It's contemplating our own death. And for me, this was the huge value on participating with the Blooming Boomers community. You know, my experience and research could help provide the facts, but other resident experts and members of the community could support the non-facts side of death.
And that certainly, I just was talking to Bonnie Facio, who is also one of our resident experts on age esteem. And once she gets wound up and going, when she started talking about the three I's that are part of the age esteem issue, which when people become insignificant and their contribution is diminished, and then you have loss of partner or loss of financial income, or you're not in charge of these things, you can really see how doesn't mean you can be early 50s and you can be late 60s and 70s. This can be really very tragic. And you start listening, and it isn't about negativity. It's just realizing there's so much more. It seems like we have to become an expert in everything, and that's where I find your book is just such a great resource for all of us. So now you have some interesting speaking topics, and if you go to the Booming Bloomers website, you know, divorce, what you ought to know about the law in your new life, and widowhood, moving on in peace and dignity, caregiving, preparing for being a caregiver. Now, I love this one. Don't retire your money. Avoid 11 common mistakes people make in this last stage of life. What's that all about, Kathy?
Well, that's really what the book DieSmart is about. And based upon my experience and the research I did, I found that mistakes our parents made and our friends had made could really be broken down to 11 mistakes, hence the title, 11 Common Mistakes People Make That Cost Their Family Money When They Die. And these mistakes were made because we and our parents didn't understand the laws that manage our life in the event of incapacity or death. You know, like many boomers, you know, the only fact I learned in school about planning for death was on one page. Make a will. There wasn't any discussion in the textbooks in the 50s and the 60s about how to plan for incapacity. People died fast, usually from acute infections such as pneumonia. There was no discussion about who owned your digital assets. They didn't exist. Nobody talked about maximizing 401ks and IRAs because your employer managed your retirement benefits. And there was definitely not any discussion about second marriages and how to take care of your children from your first marriages. You know, no-fault divorce laws didn't happen until the 70s. And in the 50s and the 60s, the family was a mother, a father, and their children. And if you didn't have a will, it was okay, because state intestate laws gave the house to the mother and the children, the same thing you would have done if you made a will. Also, people didn't live together unless they were married to each other. But if we fast forward to today's demographic, things are different. So our research shows that 80% of us will die from some type of a lingering, lengthy illness such as Alzheimer's, making planning for incapacity as important as planning for death. 52% of us are in second marriages. If you elect to not make a will, or if you make a will and give your assets to your surviving spouse, you may have accidentally disinherited your children from your first marriage. 5.5 million couples live together without the legal protection provided to surviving spouses. Our digital assets in our inherited retirement accounts are not controlled by our wills and our trusts. Our choice of beneficiary for our retirement accounts and the choices our beneficiaries can make are determined by the Internal Revenue Service and your custodian agreements, not your will or your trust. The rights to our digital assets are determined by rules set by each Internet service provider. You might want a family member or your accountant to have access to your Microsoft Hotmail account, but if you haven't left a treasure map documenting your user ID and password, existing Microsoft policy gives executors and surviving spouses access to your contacts, but not your email. The fact is, each of these Internet service providers have different policies about what happens with your digital assets. So within these 11 mistakes, what we've done is explain the rules and laws that manage our life in the event of incapacity or death in an easy-to-read question and answer format. These are the facts we didn't learn in school, but these are the facts that can help the Blooming Boomers community know what questions to ask their spouse, their parent, their partner, their lawyer, or their financial planners before it's too late. So I'm looking forward to our future conversations where we can take an in-depth look at each of these 11 mistakes with our Blooming Boomer community.
Well, and I know they sound amazing, and even that whole digital asset, when you first said it to me, it was like, oh, my God, another thing. Because if you start thinking even about Google, who has been wonderful, Google Health has a huge implication, doesn't it? All the information we've put in something like that. So I can see where this will be really interesting in future, and I look forward to our monthly interviews. So, Kathy, we're out of time. It's been delightful. I look forward to, again, chatting again next month. For our listeners, you can enjoy Kathy's advice on boomersblooming.com. You can also find her at www.diesmart.com. And the book is Die Smart, How to Keep Your Money for Your Family. And this is Kathy Lane that we've been chatting with. I want to thank everyone for their time. We wish you a prosperous and an inspiring month. This is Tricia Ryan for boomersblooming.com. Thanks again, Kathy. That was wonderful.
Thanks. Looking forward to our future conversations.
Take care. Goodbye.
Bye.